Welcome back to our first intermission. It's Friday night, and that can mean only one thing. It is time for this week's edition of the Picks from the Park. And a good week for you last week, Jeremy, as you clawed your way back to the 500 mark.
You know, I'm happy that I'm back at 500, but I want to end the season higher, and I'm pretty sure I will end the season higher than 500, which is what I will be trying to do today to get over 500. All right, we're starting off in Division I, Northeastern at Boston College. Northeastern has a solid offense. Tyler Madden is a beast this season. He has just been playing incredible. Zach Solo, Ryan Shee are also playing really, really well. Boston College is a great offense as well. They have basically four players doing everything. Matilla, Cotton, Newhook, and Hutsko are all doing all the scoring for this team. Northeastern also has a solid defense. Ryan Shee, fantastic blue liner as he is on offense. Craig Pantano has been a good goalie. Boston College also has a good defense. Spencer Knight is a fantastic goalie. I think I'm going to take the home team to win this game in Boston College.
Going with a BC club that did not win the Beanpot last week. That actually going to Northeastern as they won their third consecutive Beanpot tournament. But it's always a big deal when one of these four schools from Boston gets together with one another. And this time BC playing host to a pretty good Northeastern club. They're down a little bit in the Hockey East standings. Boston College is in first place in Hockey East. And I think it comes down to that goaltender, I think. And, you know, Spencer Knight is the best in the country, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you. Next up, we've got NHL, the Jets at the Flyers. The Jets have some guys playing really, really well. We got Connor, Scheifele, Wheeler, and Laine, all really, really great players. Philadelphia has a lot of guys playing really well. Notable names, Sean Couturier, Jacob Voracek, Claude Giroux, Travis Konechny playing really well as well. I mean, they have really strong players on offense. The Jets have a solid defense. Buffalo is still hurt. I forgot to mention that the Jets have a lot of injuries on offense as well. They have Hellebuck has been playing good this year. Morrissey, a great defender. Philadelphia is also good on defense. Niskanen and Provorov have been great. Hart has been a solid goaltender. I think this game is going to be close, but it's going to come down to the home ice advantage, and I'm going to take Philadelphia to win.
Flyers have been in goaltender purgatory for about the last 35 years, basically since Ron Hextall was their starting goaltender, and they might have finally found one in Carter Hart, who's only in his second year in the league, but he's been pretty darn good since the Flyers called him up. They got a nice decor. You mentioned Niskanen, who's been a good pickup for them. Provorov is rediscovering his form from a couple of years ago after an off year last year, and they've got a good offense too. Jets have a really good offense. They've got some firepower up front. What kills them is back on the blue line, which 2 years ago you never thought you'd be saying that, but they've lost some defensemen to trades, lost some to free agency. The Buffalo situation is getting close to ironing itself out so they can move on from him and he can move on from them. But in the end, I think it comes back to bite them, not just on this night, but for the season in general.
Yeah, I mean, their defense corp was really good, but it's just not like that anymore. Still got a really good offense, and I think the next year they're going to be really, really good if they make good moves in free agency. Anyways, Division III is my last game for the week. Wilkes at Utica. Wilkes has a great offense. You know, let me give you a little bit of statistics here. Flynn has 22 games played, 48 points on the season. Nick Fee, 23 games played, 43 points on the season. When you've got guys playing like that, they're really, really hard to stop. I mean, Utica has a spectacular offense as well. They have so many players playing really, really well. I mean, they've just got – everyone has been doing their part to make this team really good. Wilkes struggling a little bit on defense. Goaltending is okay, you know, but they know how to win. I mean, they've done – as a team, they've done that this season. They've been winning this season. Utica has a good defense. Fritz is a really strong defenseman. Baguetta, a really, really good goalie. I think this is also going to be a close game, like my last one. I think that Utica is going to win this game, so I'll go all home games this week.
Utica's won 14 straight. They're the hottest team in Division III right now. They've won 14 straight games. Ray Big, their broadcaster, is a friend of mine, and we were talking a little bit this week, and he says, you know, John, we're playing really well right now. And, yeah, you've won 14 games in a row, I'd say. You've scored 115 goals this year. You know, that's not a small number. It's only three more than Wilkes has scored, but I look at the quality of the opponents that these two teams have played. Utica has played some really good teams, and Wilkes, the schedule that they have, will never be mistaken as a murderer's row of Division III college hockey teams. So I don't think it's that big of a stretch to go with Utica in this one.
Oh, no, Utica's, I mean, they've been really good. But I'm just, I think it'll be close, though. I think that Wilkes is going to, they're also a really good team, and they're going to make it close. But I think in the end, Utica's going to continue that streak and make it 15.
I don't think that's going to be as close as you think.
I mean, I'm not saying it'll go to overtime.
But that's just me.
It's not going to be a blowout.
I'm not so certain about that. I think Utica's going to win this by more than three goals. That's what I think.
Oh, I think they're going to win by like one or two.
All right, we'll have to agree to disagree on that.
Alrighty.
So all home teams this week, Philadelphia over Winnipeg, BC over Northeastern, and Utica over Wilkes.
Yep.
We'll see how it shakes out, and if the Yellow Jackets advance, I will talk to you next week.
Alrighty, talk to you later.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with more of our first intermission right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.